It is Game Night with Matt Peralta here on SB Nation Radio. And our next guest, this is a story I was telling you about last night. I am so psyched for our next guest. He is TJ Osterberger. He is the head coach of South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits win the Summit League Championship last night over Omaha, and he joins us on the program. TJ, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks, man.
So here you are taking over this program. You leave Iowa State. You get the shot at going to becoming a head coach. When you took over this team, say last summer, did you think making the NCAA tournament was a possibility?
You know, I knew there's high expectations in the program because there'd been a track record of success. At the same time, you know, we lost all four guards from last year's team, everybody that had played the point. And you look at teams that are successful in the NCAA tournament, we always talk about veteran guards and senior leadership, and that was something that at the start of the year we had a lot of uncertainties and a lot of unknowns. And really for us, we were in, you know, we had a lot of adversity. We started the year, you know, 1-6. We were 1-5 in conference, and things didn't go that well for us. And then, you know, our backs against the wall, our guys really came together. So didn't really see it coming, just really fortunate it all kind of picked up steam at the right time.
You know, your team plays a really entertaining style. And I guess for you, as a guy who was known as a recruiter for so long, to now be able to show it in your head coaching abilities, to be able to take a program and mold this roster into a style of play that you wanted to play, how exciting has this year been for you to watch the development of the entire team?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, our guys, we have a great group of guys to coach. They're really coachable. They want to learn. They listen. I've been fortunate enough to work for tremendous head coaches. I think they have great offensive minds and creativity. And, you know, you take some things from those guys, and you just hope you can put it all together and it all works. And I think, you know, we're fortunate that combination all came together. And I think as someone that will always value recruiting as important as anything you do with your program, I think you can play an exciting style of play and you can give guys freedom offensively. That's going to help attract more talent. For us, this opportunity to be in the tournament and show our style of play and showcase our players, just it's really awesome.
You know, as a coach, an assistant coach, you have different roles when you're going through a conference tournament, playing that many games in that quick of a period of time. As being a head coach now and now going through and winning this tournament, what was the key for you guys to win the Summit tournament?
You know, for us, it was told to me last night that nobody had ever won the Summit tournament 3 games in 3 days. If you're playing on the opening night, you know, the 1 and 2 seeds actually get a day off for the bye. So for us, the number one thing was going to just be to have that mindset to be hungry every night. You know, we're fortunate to have pretty good, you know, really good fan support at our games. But at the same time, we came in to play Denver the opening night, which is a team that we had just beaten at home by 24 in the last conference game. And we knew they were really good teams, so they had a lot to play for. Then we had to bounce back to play in-state rival and number one seed South Dakota on the second night. And we were a little bit nervous about the emotional letdown going into the championship after that game because it really took a lot out of us. And so I think the main thing was just that mindset that we could, you know, we get that approach each night. You know, we didn't start the game so well in the semifinals or last night. But once the game settled in, our guys really hit rhythm.
I'm talking to TJ Osterberger. He's the head coach of South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits winning the Summit Championship over Omaha last night, 79-77. When that three-pointer went up at the buzzer last night, what was going through your mind?
Yeah. I had a great line on the shot, and it looked like it was off. So the first thing that was going through my mind is that, okay, what about the offensive rebound? You know, are we in position? Because you see so many times in late-game situations where a shot's taken and someone – you know, forget to block out, and they get a tip in at the buzzer, and kind of looked and saw our guys responded well, and just, you know, your heart stops. That thing sits in the air for about 2 hours. You know, it's about 3 seconds live time, and for about 2 hours you feel like you're standing there, and then all of a sudden it's just kind of like, whew, a big exhale, and you let out, and then it kind of all sinks in.
You know, you're a guy who I got to know quite well when you were at Iowa State. You went to Washington. You eventually went back to Iowa State. And I know things didn't go exactly the way you wanted it to with Iowa State. But now being here at South Dakota State, you know, being a head coach now for the first time, has this been everything you were hoping becoming a head coach would be?
It absolutely has. I mean, it's obviously for all of us, you know, sometimes life takes you on twists and turns and not quite sure why or where or when. And, you know, fortunate to be in a situation like I am here, because it's, you know, you want to be as a head coach. You want to be somewhere where fans are passionate, where it's important, where you have support, where you have tradition, where you have student athletes that it's, you know, it means a lot to them. And all that, all those are characteristics we have here, and it's very unique. And so it's a really fun college town, great people to be around. And it's been everything I could have ever asked for, and enjoying every second of it.
You mentioned that things happen for a reason. There are still a lot of Iowa State fans that are big fans of yours and follow you and were watching. I was watching on social media last night. Iowa State fans were tweeting like crazy, really pulling hard for your team to come through and win. But how do you look back on what happened with Iowa State and you not getting the head coaching position when it was open?
Yeah, it was really a unique set of variables because, you know, I'd been there for, you know, nearly 8 years and then left for two and then came back with Coach Hoiberg and, you know, really had been on when he asked me to come back. He had his heart condition. He said he'd be out of the office for a few months in the summer and really wanted me to kind of run the program, you know, as with, you know, not checking in on him every day, but we had built a trust. And he said, just kind of run it like it's your own. And, you know, if anything comes up and you need me, fine, but just make the decisions. And then all of a sudden we went from that period of time to him accepting the position with the Chicago Bulls. So now you're just put in a really challenging spot. Because you know, obviously you want to be the next head coach or the caretaker of the program. And yet at the same time, you realize that may not be a reality. And we had just moved our family back a few months sooner from Seattle. And now all of a sudden you're looking at going from potentially either being the head coach or potentially not having any job at all. And that was quite a wave. I mean, you ride, and there's a lot of emotions that are going on and then the process ensued and, you know, interviewed for the position, wasn't fortunate enough to get the position, and then, you know, didn't really know Steve Prohm, but we built a relationship in a short period of time and a trust. And, you know, I figured it was a chance for me. A lot of those guys in the team I'd recruited had close relationships with. I need to put my own ego aside, kind of figure out what was best for the team and best for those guys. And I think we're able to kind of keep it all together and stick together, and taught me a lot through that process and helped prepare me even more for this opportunity as a result.
Were you told at any time from Jamie Pollard, the AD of Iowa State, that you were going to get the job? Was that ever said to you that you were going to get the job after Fred left?
No, he never said that to me. I mean, I knew Jamie and I have always had a really close relationship and got along great and been there for a while. You know, so thought maybe there might be a possibility. Obviously there was some trust there and, also the fact that the continuity of the program, but, you know, I think a lot of times, especially at the BCS level, when a position opens up and, you know, it's rare for an assistant to get, you know, that opportunity. And I think everybody feels like, you know, I had, without having head coaching experience, you know, that's something that, you know, is definitely holding me back from getting that opportunity. And so I don't know. I can't speak too much to all the inner workings and the details. I know that Jamie and I have remained extremely close. He's been out to three or four games with his family supporting us this year. And like I said, things always just seem to happen for a reason.
Well, here you are with South Dakota State now going to the NCAA tournament. You guys obviously will have a fun selection Sunday once you'll find out where you are going. But how do you keep the guys sharp here as you head towards the big announcement?
Well, first we need to get them a few days off. That three games, 3 days. Some guys log some major, major minutes. They need to get their bodies some rest, and physically and mentally. Probably all just need to take a little bit of a break. And that's the nice thing about having the tournament for us done early is we can take some time to recover and start to get back in the gym here this weekend, get our guys' legs under them, get some shots in, and kind of get back in the rhythm and start practice and find out who we're going to play. So I think it works out well. It almost is. It can almost be an advantage because if, you know, we're probably going to be a team that ends up as like a 15 seed or something along those lines. And you could be paired against a BCS team that had to play in a conference championship game on a Sunday, you know, at noon or in the afternoon and just logged a bunch of games and they're trying to get some rest. So, you know, we'll see how the draw shakes down, but certainly some unique variables. But we're just excited to figure out where we're going to go.
You guys shot 25 threes in the championship game against Omaha, winning at 79-77, like I said. But how much is the three-point shot the big weapon for you guys, the big equalizer, whoever you face in the dance?
Yeah, it's huge. We, you know, we've made over 9 a game, almost 10 a game as a team, and we're a team that's had a lot of games where we've made many more than that. And especially with our frontline players, 3 of our best shooters are our 2 centers and our power forward. So we can really space the floor and create some matchup problems. And so I think for us, we are a unique team. I would think we're probably a team that, you know, people wouldn't want to see just because of that ability to space the floor and knock down shots. And when we can get it rolling, we can be pretty good offensively. So we'll continue to, you know, I know everybody has their different opinions. With the 3-point shot's been very good to us. Our guys have had a lot of success, and we're gonna get it up the floor and let it fly.
Very nice. Coach, I know what team I'm pulling for hard in the NCAA tournament. Thank you so much for the time. Congrats on the Summit League Championship, and best of luck coming up in the NCAA tournament.
Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it. You're a true professional and good friend, so thanks for this opportunity.
That is Coach T.J. Osenberger, the coach of South Dakota State, joining us here on Game Night with Matt Perrault. Much more to come here on SB Nation Radio.